Welcome to today's version of Locked On Sixers with Keith Pompey. Hey, I'm here today with one of my great colleagues, a great friend, Mark Narducci. We call him here in Philadelphia the world's famous Mark Narducci. You'll never find a harder working man. And Mark is also an expert with the Sixers. He works with me, and he also used to cover the team. And, you know, I want to sit here, and we want to talk about our observation. The biggest thing at today's media day was Nerlens Noel. Everyone wanted to speak to Nerlens Noel. And Brian Colangelo talked about Nerlens, but he also left a message to everyone around the league, letting them know that, hey, we're not going to give these guys away for peanuts.
Right.
You know?
No question about it, Keith. And I think that's been his frustration. I think teams are trying to give him 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that you can't really go into the season with three centers. But the interesting thing, and it's the unknown, is Embiid. No one knows his health situation. Plus, Okafor's coming off an injury, says he's healthy. A lot of unknowns here.
And you're exactly right. And then when you look at a team like the Sixers, you know, they have Ben Simmons, who's a facilitator.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting shooters now in a Gerald Bayless and guys like that. So when you look at the center position, you can get by on a quote-unquote role player like a Noel, a guy who could rebound and defend. So you just don't want this guy to walk out the door and you don't get anything in return, because let's face it, he's the only one who's been healthy. He's also a 3-year veteran. He knows the game. You just don't want to let this guy walk out the door.
And the other thing is, Keith, he has a real discernible skill in the NBA in that he can play defense, mm-hmm. and he can run the court, and he can do things that a lot of players aren't very interested in doing. And even though he's not strong, he has gotten stronger, obviously, since he first came into the league. And just with how athletic he is, and he can beat fives down the floor, and he can get 10 points a game just by accident, just by mm-hmm. tip-ins and running and everything. So I personally think, and you know his game a lot better than I do, I personally think he's a valuable player. And I think there's some teams out there that think he's a valuable player too, but I don't think, you know, they want to give up a number one, or they want to give up what the Sixers deem that he's worth.
You're exactly right, because, hey, when you have three guys and they know that you really want to get rid of one, I wouldn't give up another 15. But now, the thing that really impressed me today is, you know, Brian Colangelo was asked about Nerlens Noel's yeah. comments when he said that this, you know, is a crazy situation. You know, he wants it to be, you know, rectified, you know, pretty soon. And Brian said, I'm not disappointed. He says what he said is understandable. You know, he admitted that they do have a problem at the center spot. And, you know, I thought, you know, that was a classy thing by the general manager, excuse me, the president.
Right.
By the president of the organization to say, when, you know, there's a guy who basically said, hey, right now what we're doing is not going to work. And you said, hey, it's understandable. He basically kind of sort of not really agreed, but he understands where he's coming from, his frustration.
Yeah, and he basically said, you know, here's a guy that wants to play. There's worse things you can say about somebody in the NBA. What impressed me, Keith, was the fact that Noel came out and he talked to you in the story you did, an excellent story for the Inquirer, saying that he doesn't think three centers is going to work. Now, he didn't come out today and take any of that back. He basically owned up to it, and he doubled down on it. And he says, I don't see how it's going to do it. He says, all three of us are going to be deserving of 30-plus minutes a game. You can't split that up. So I thought Noel was to the point. He wasn't bitter. He made a point of it that he loves this team, loves the fans, the city. And it's interesting because as bad as the Sixers have been, all the players talk about the fans. And the fans have been good to this team. They Philadelphia gets a bad rap, but they've been pretty understanding. So I think if Noel had his choice, he would love to stay here, but he also wants to get some minutes. And as you pointed out also, he's got a contract situation coming up where he's going to need more minutes to be able to impress for that next contract.
You're exactly right. And he's in a situation, and You know, the thing that I hope doesn't happen is where, you know, you see certain fans, they see a guy make a comment, and initially they say, oh, woe is such and such. You know, he's making $3 million a year, and, you know, I have a blue-collar job, and I'm doing this, and I have to provide for my family. I understand that. But when, you know, people always want people to be upfront and honest.
Yep.
And when they say this on their minds and all of a sudden they're criticized for being a millionaire playing a sport that we all would love to play in the NFL. I mean, excuse me, in NBA or NFL or whatever, you know, Major League Soccer, hey, and Major League Baseball. But it's one of these things where I hope that he doesn't get criticized by the fan base for saying something that he believes in and that he's strong about, you know?
Well, think about this. What's he saying? He's saying he wants to play.
Yeah.
He wants to help the team. And he's been a guy that's been adaptable. He's moved to the four. He's played the five. We both think that he's better at the five. He wants to contribute. And he's got some equity in this team. He's been here for some pretty bad losing times and everything. And he would love to be here as they start turning it around. But wanting to play and wanting to get on the floor, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's not at all. But, you know, the one guy who we didn't touch upon who's involved in that three-ring circus,
right,
so to speak, at the position,
right,
is Jahlil Okafor.
Yep.
I was extremely impressed with him today. You know, last year he was a little guarded. He really didn't like speaking to the media. His questions were short. But everyone always talked about him being a great person with a great personality.
Yeah.
But you never saw that. But then when he got in trouble, that's all that we recognized. Like, oh, this guy got in trouble. Today he was very forthcoming. He spoke well. He always does speak well because he's a very articulate person. But what I mean by that is, you know, he came across. We got to know more of the personality, who Jahlil Okafor is.
Yeah, and I think one of the interesting things is he said when he was out, Jeremy Grant and him, he basically was showing him how to watch film. He said he's never been a big film guy, and by doing that, he learned so much, and he vows to even be more of that. You know, he's always gotten by on his talent and his tremendous ability, his low post moves, and I think that's interesting. That's another part of the growing process. So when he was out, he used that time, even though he couldn't play, and maybe develop another facet of the game for himself.
Yeah, and another facet for the game for himself. And if you look at his body, it was funny when he came here.
Yeah.
Last year it was 275. He went down to 257, and now he's kind of bulked up, as you say, to 265. So it's like you can see, like, more definition. You know, he looks good. He really does. He looks good. I think that, you know, whoever the Sixers – decide on who they're going to keep, I think that person is going to be a good addition. And like Noel did say, he did say that we have three NBA starting caliber centers here. And you look at it, and these are three potentially elite centers in this league.
I agree. Well, I think Embiid, everyone looks at his upside and his athleticism. And, you know, you talk to people, guys like T.J. McConnell came in later and just said the guy's been off the charts in workouts, and people can't wait to see him. His health is a problem. Okafor, we know he can score, and he also talked about working on his defense. So I think Okafor and Embiid are more complete players. But I think Noel is a very useful player, too, with the way he can play defense. So they're all kind of different. They all maybe don't fit together as a trio. But you're right. They can all be contributing strong NBA players somewhere.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to play precedent to decide who's the one to get rid of. Because, hey, you're the problem that you don't want, and especially if you trade him to someone within the division, is if you get rid of that person, he becomes a superstar. And you have to deal with that. You know, you have to deal with that because people are always going to say, wow, you let such and such go. And then what you said is, with MB's health, you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, we do know that they're not going to trade him. I mean, because
no.
You can't trade him because of the questions with the health. And also, let's face it, here's a guy who's 7'2", 276 pounds. I mean, he's a monster. He has, you know, he could be a beast on the block. He can shoot from the outside. But the question mark is his health. That's the only question mark.
I thought an interesting thing today that someone brought up to him is, since you last played, Embiid, you've grown 3 inches and, you know, put on whatever, 35 pounds. Or he's a whole different player. And what he said is, even though he hasn't been on the court, he's a better player.
Yeah.
That's a little scary because he was pretty good in college Kansas.
Yeah, but he was raw. But now, yeah. You know, and the thing is, I think, though, he talked about patience. But I think that the Sixers fans need to show a little bit of patience.
Oh, there's no question.
You know, because
no question.
You know, I mean, you know, you look at him right now and you say, this guy is a beast. He should be the next version of Shaquille O'Neal on the block, or European Shaquille O'Neal, since he can shoot threes. But it's going to take time because, like we said, he hasn't played ball in 3 years. He's not in game shape. Now, he looks like he's in tip-top shape in regards to the way he looks.
No question.
But, you know, as far as running up and down the court and playing in a 48-minute game, you know, it's going to take him a while to adjust to doing things like that.
And even the Sixers admit it's basically almost a conclusion that he won't play in back-to-backs. And they're going to limit his minutes. They'll limit his minutes in training camp and in the preseason. But as someone said, do you expect to be in that first preseason game? He said, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he really does. And you know, it's funny. I can't wait to see that, just because I want to see, you know, look in his eyes and see the type of emotion. And it's going to be something special. You know, normally we look at preseason games and you just say, hey, it's just a preseason game. But any type of game, a game at the Y, would mean a lot to this guy right about now. Because, you know, 2 years ago, we all thought that his career was over. You know, and then after last year, we thought, like, wow, it's really done. So for him to come back and for him to be in this position, it says a lot about him, and it says a lot about, I guess, the Sixers for sticking with him.
I'll tell you, and those last 15 minutes that they let you guys watch in practice at the media, even that will be highly anticipated to see him running. Just a lot of intrigue as training camp's ready to begin.
Yeah, and, well, hey, it was nice having you on this podcast.
Awesome being here, Keith.
Yeah, and I really would like for you to be one of my frequent guests.
Be happy to.
Yeah, like I said, you know a lot about basketball and all sports in general, but you know, I want to thank everyone for listening in to Locked On Sixers with Keith Pompey, and I appreciate y'all listening to Mark Narducci, the legend of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thanks, Mark.
Somewhere deep inside your mind, there's a place where dreams live. And now those dreams have the chance to come to life, because USAA Life Insurance is sponsoring the Live Your Dreams sweepstakes, where you could win $50,000. That's $50,000 to let those dreams out of your head and into your hands. Enter for a chance to win and view official rules at www.usaa.com/lifesweeps or call 1-800-531-LIFE.
No purchase necessary. USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas, and in New York, by USAA Life Insurance Company in New York, Highland Falls, New York.